From the newsroom, I'm Lou Abear with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Stories of crime and punishment this morning. A San Francisco woman who posed as a lawyer and lied to get more than $350,000 in pandemic relief money is headed to prison. 18 months behind bars is her sentence after she pled guilty in federal court. Miranda Devlin, 37, accused of trying to steal a California attorney's bar license and then use that to get money from the federal government's Paycheck Protection Program last year. A former college professor has got a date in court for allegedly starting 4 wildfires in Northern California this year. Gary Stephen Maynard, 47, facing up to 20 years for each count of arson. An alleged arson spree that included blazes he started in July and August behind crews fighting the Dixie Fire, which of course became the second biggest wildfire in California history. In Yuba County, school leaders are trying to figure out when their mask mandate will end. Officials across the county sent out letters Thursday to Governor Newsom asking what are the benchmarks and what they have to be to end the wearing of masks in the classroom. The Yuba County superintendent told a TV station the uncertainty around those mandates feels like, quote, COVID purgatory. Another health worry in Northern California this morning besides COVID is RSV, a respiratory infection. Can be common, can be dangerous at times. California has a positivity rate for it of 9% right now, but over the weekend they saw that positivity rate in Redding spike to 40%. The numbers thankfully are coming back down. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Humboldt County finance officials are trying to work through a payroll problem that could mean delayed or paper checks for some. The county says it's working with its banking partners to try to get things straightened out, and that includes waiving of any fees if employees' bank accounts get overdrawn as a result of a tardy paycheck. Despite the obstacles, they're still trying to get the problem corrected sometime today. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.